Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Thursday, April 19th, 2018. And you're listening, of course, to KBOO Portland, your community sanctuary and solidarity place to be at 90.7 FM, KBOO.FM. Or number 20, Southeast 8th. Come on down. We have food. We have lots of coffee, buckets of coffee, I expect. This, of course, is membership drive. It is April. And on all sides of us, we are being deluged with reasons to become a member of KBOO right now. If you are paying attention to your world and you have no other world to pay attention to, then you know exactly how fragile the situation is. We have all around us disasters repeating themselves over and over like some blood-soaked mantra. There is no avoiding it, no matter how many pixels you have in front of you. You can surround yourself with pixels, but by God, when you die, you're not going to say, I wish I'd done more social media. If only I'd sent another message. If only I had updated my status on Facebook. Your status on Facebook is dead, and there's no more pixels for you. So it's really time to wake up, take a stand, and if you really are paying attention, it's time to for all of us to pay our dues and defend this planet. That said, we're going to be talking, I hope, with Syed Banura. Syed and I have discussed the possibility of him coming on the show one morning to talk about what's going on in Palestine. There have been land days, 6 weeks of them actually, and we now are, this is the week of the Nakba, April 15th, and continuing, where the Palestinian people remember the out-and-out theft of their land, their country, their nation, before the eyes of the world, and not a finger was lifted. Now, let us, if we call ourselves activists, not fall into the category of people who just talk about the disasters. You know, we say right amongst people who like to write is you don't have a story till something goes wrong. Well, in 1948, lots went wrong, and it's been going wrong ever since. The idea that one nation has the right to simply destroy the history, the family, the memories, all of those things that make people. And for no one to lift a finger in their defense is one of the greatest, I should think, crimes of history. And we talk about it a lot, but very, very little is done. The Palestinian people are probably the most brave, the most courageous people out there, and it's a role model for how we comport ourselves. We've been living it, living resistance with every breath that we take and with every footstep. We reaffirm our beliefs and our traditions. If you're talking to Palestinian people, they're always hilariously funny. That would be, I guess, the costume of outrage, because the Nakba is always with Palestinians in much the same way that slavery is always with African Americans. Think about that for context. So as we wait for Syed Bandura, tell you what, because you're going to be calling in and talking to our volunteers momentarily, I want to invite you to continue the conversation that we began yesterday. We invited listeners just like you to call in to Air Cascadia and let us all hear what you think about the NotBump and how we approach the disaster, what we do actually hands-on in reality, what we can do to support the Palestinian people and to walk in the name of peace. That said, number to call. You got two numbers, of course. We'll be talking a lot about membership, the membership phone number. But right now, to join our conversation right here, right now on Air Cascadia, call us at 503-231-8187. Yeah, that's it. That's 503-231-8187. If you'd like to weigh in and let your voice be heard on the subject of the NOPA and, for that matter, unfolding disasters throughout the region, throughout the whole Middle East, and the fact that, arguably, the United States of America was the key player, the linchpin in the ensuing disaster and catastrophe. We've only got 2 minutes, so we could probably take one caller. Is that you out there? Which are you going to be our one caller with your thought for the day and peace in the Middle East? Donald Trump is certainly and his idiot son-in-law definitely not in the pole position on this issue. So of course, Trump is decamping for North Korea. Imagine that. Fancy that. If they kidnapped him. Wow, that would be, well, what would it be? Call. We don't actually have time to take a call right now. But I want to thank you for being with us today. We'll hopefully speak with Syed Bandura. He is a correspondent for the International Middle East Media Center. And regularly stays up all night corresponding, as correspondents are wont to do. This is, of course, is a conversation that we should pursue. We should have more time. We should have more voices, because talking in that way, as we do amongst ourselves, as a community, serves to inspire and energize those who feel paralyzed in the face of this disaster, the Nakba, as well as the rest of the scenario in the Middle East, which arguably the U.S. played a significant hand in creating in the first place. Somebody pushed a big button somewhere. This has been Air Cascadia for Thursday, April 19th, 2018. And Kip Kruger engineered for today. Thanks, Kip. And, of course, Derek Crooks is our AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. And before we go to membership, get the facts, know your rights, take a stand, and call that number, because you make a difference. You really do. You make a difference.
877-500-5266. That's the number that Chris is talking about. You do make a difference here at KABU. We are your community radio station. And right now is a great time to support it and really be a part of history. KABU is 50 years old, and you can be a part of this iconoclastic radio of resistance, right? You've heard Chris Andre with her show, Air Cascadia, a very passionate show where she really is trying to make the world a better place by providing information up to the minute with her program, Air Cascadia, on Tuesday through Thursday, 10 to 10, 15. This is the sort of program that your dollars support here at KABU, 877-500-5266.
I want to just mention that Arnie Haynes, that voice you heard right now, is Arnie Haynes, our volunteer the coordinator, but she's volunteer director of the whole station. And if you are a volunteer, then you do know that voice. And we want to invite you to come down to be a part of the KBOO community. Arnie will introduce you to the KABU context and our culture and our community. And here she is right now on the blower, talking to you.
Where
about
else would
this.
I be, Chris? Where else would I be? So 877-500-5266 or online at kboo.fm. This is your keys to really making a difference and empowering your community. This is the radio station that you have built and that we are asking you to step forward and sustain into the future. If you can do $25 a month to support KABU, we would love to give you a wonderful hoodie with our logo on the front and the back. It comes out to $300 over the course of a year. You can do that all at once. You could do it $25 a month, breaking things down into more bite-sized pieces, a little easier to chew on there. And you call us at 877-500-5266. That's the number. Ask for your hoodie. Say, yes, you've got $25 a month for your community and for your community radio station. Make it happen right now. 877-500-5266. Keep us going strong. 877-500-5266. Oh, look, I want to thank Beverly renewing in North Portland, Mary renewing in Southeast, and Harold, who renewed from Tualatin. Thank you all so very much. And please join Beverly and Mary and Harold and keep this party going, please. It is so important that we can bring you the information that you need to live informed lives and make good decisions about changing the world. Now on to Flashpoints, 877-500-5266.
Today on Flashpoints, Puerto Rico in the dark.